Mahaprabhu, during his South India tour, he visited a place Sri Ram Temple, Raghunath, Sita Thakurani, Sita Devi, Lakshman, Hanuman. The priest there, devotee there, known for chanting names of Ram. He would always sing glories of Sri Ram. So chant for a few minutes. Names of Sri Ram. Jai Sri Ram.
Jai
Sri Ram.
Jai Sri Ram.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram. Ayodhya Vasi Ram. Like that it goes. Ayodhya Vasi Ram. As Vrindavan Vasi. Who is Vrindavan Vasi? Vrindavan Vasi Krishna, Ayodhya Vasi Ram. Ram Ram, Dasharath Nandan Ram. He is Dasharath Nandan, son of Dasharath. And then this particular short song goes, Patita Pavana Janaki Jeevana Sita Mohan Ram. Patita Pavan, say Patita Pavan.
Patita Pavan.
Who is Patit?
Me.
You. Fallen. And who is Pavan? Ram. He is a purifier of the fallen. Deliverer of the fallen. Patita Pavan. Janaki Jeevan. He is Jeevan. Like Radha Jeevan is Sri Krishna. Life of Radharani is Sri Krishna. Prananath of Radha is Sri Krishna. So Sita Mohan Ram. Janaki Jeevan. He is Jeevan, life of Janaki. Janaki, the daughter of King Janak. So Janaki. And Sita Mohan Ram. Ram, who the attractor of Sita Thakurani, always attracting the mind of Sita, captivating Sita by his own prowess, his beauty, and etc. As he was Bhagavan, full of all opulences of Sita, is attracted. So, he is known as Sita Mohan Ram. So these are the few names. Please try to sing. You will sing? Yeah? Why do we sing? Purify ourselves. You see? Purify our tongue. Even as the part is a bit. Huh? This is that performance that I'm here to entertain you. But we together we entertain who? Sri Ram.
Sri Ram.
And when he's entertained and he's satisfied, then we're satisfied. Our soul is satisfied. Soul is purified, then also satisfied. We give up enjoying spirit. We want to see Lord enjoying. Normally we go to enjoy, and somebody is dancing for our pleasure. We have purchased tickets and enjoying spirit. Someone is. That's not our position. We are servants. Servants of the Lord. It's a different experience. Take the position, humble position of us. You don't have it. In fact, that's your position. That's our position. We are. Pretty insignificant, small. But as we serve the great, then we are no small, we are great. You are great, Prabhu. You serve the great and you become the great. If anyone of you were thinking of becoming great, I want to be a great personality. Serve the great, serve the greatest. Sri Krishna, Sri Ram. And serve their devotees, Prabhupada. Serve them. That's glorious. Ayodhya Vasi Ram, 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 Dasharatha Nandana, Ram, Ram. Ayodhya Vasi Ram, 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 Dasaratha Nandana Rama, Ayodhya Vasi Rama, Rama, Dasaratha Nandana Rama. Dasharatha Nandana Rama, Dasharatha Nandana Rama. Dasharatha Nandana Rama.
Sita Mohanara, चैतन्य महाप्रभु की गाय गौर पे वरंदे हरी हरी
बौद्धाचार्य महापंडित निज नव मते प्रभुर आगे उद्गार करी लागिला बलिते। चैतन्य महाप्रभु ड्यूरिंग हिज ट्रैवल्स He had an encounter with a leader of a Buddhist cult, and he was some kind of pundit of his cult, follower of Buddha, a little proud. Prabhur aage उद्गार करी लागिला बलिते। He started argument with the Lord. Many others had tried, and every time they were all defeated. Some could not realize that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has come to establish the ultimate and pure principles of Sanatana Dharma, the eternal Dharma. Mayavadis had tried, Tattvavadis had tried, others had tried. So here is someone making attempt, and let's see what the outcome is.
Yadyapi asambhasya बौद्ध युक्त देखिते तथापि बलिला प्रभु गर्व खंडिते।
Although the Buddhists are unfit for discussion and should not be seen by the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to them just to decrease their false pride.
तर्क प्रधान बौद्ध शास्त्र नवमते
करके तिखंडील प्रभु ना पार स्थापिते. So they were arguing, using all kinds of tarka, logic, and arguments to establish Navamatha. There are nine principles, so there are ten commandments in the Bible. So they have the Buddha followers, they have there's nine. Nine basic principles Srila Prabhupada is translating that as. But they could not establish their cult or these principles in presence of the Lord. And what they are, if you are interested, Srila Prabhupada has included those nine principles in his purport.
बोधाचार्य नव प्रश्न सब उठाइला दृढ़ युक्त करे प्रभु खंड खंड कैला.
Now broken into pieces, all those nine, whatever they are presenting. Not whole truth or some partial truths, or it was meant for certain time, place, circumstances only 2500 years ago from now when Buddha appeared, not meant to, for perpetuation of those principles, pushing on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broken them into pieces. Khanda khanda kaila.
Darshanika pandita sabai paila prachya पराजय लोके हास करी हस करे बौद्ध पाइला लज्जा भय.
So when he was defeated in that tarka, that whole dialogue, the people began to laugh. So many people had assembled, they were hearing this debate. Shastrarth was going on. So the Buddha philosophers, they felt very ashamed, and fear took over them.
Prabhu ke Vaishnava jani Baudha ghare gela.
Oh, these are Vaishnavas. I cannot defeat. If some realize, oh, this is something superior, this is something topmost. So they returned home, or their institution, Buddha Vihar, they call it Buddha Vihar. Their place is called Buddha Vihar. And it's a Bihar, you know Bihar, present day Bihar, because there is to be lots of Viharas of Buddha all over. Gaya is also in Bihar. So the name of that state became Bihar. From Bihar, because of Bengali influence, Vrindavan becomes Vrindavan. Vrindavan becomes Vrindavan. Like that. Yamuna becomes Jamuna. Like that. So Vihar, Bihar. So they went back to their vihar, their place.
Sakala baudha milita be kumantrana kaila.
And they all got together, they had Easter ghost to get together, and they're making some plot. They want to go back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they want to defeat. Do something, kumantrana, some plot. You want to insult the Lord, offend the Lord, that is the idea. They couldn't defeat him with a logic and argument and the philosophical debate, they couldn't. So they would think of something else. So what was the plot? What was the...
अपवित्र अन्न एक थाली ते भरिया दे फिल वन थाली प्लेट बिग प्लेट अपवित्र फूड दैट इज अनटचेबल नॉट ऑनरेबल मस्ट बी सम meat, this, that, flesh, those kind of things, which they eat. They are not supposed to be eating. But this is their prasad. So they take that kind of prasad. Buddha appeared. Purpose was ahimsa. Stop animal slaughter. So much killing was going on 2500 years ago. So Buddha appeared. Zahimsa paramo dharma. The non-violence is parama dharma. But then it's all forgotten. Thou shalt not give, thou shalt not kill. One party says thou shalt not kill. But all that they do is only killing, 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 slaughtering. And here Buddha's whole purpose was stop this animal killing. And he did, of course, it was a success during his times. But his followers have become the biggest meat eaters. I was there in Burma, Brahmadesh, Burma, not far from India. And I noticed so much meat eating. So that kind of, so they fill one plate with all the polluted food. Prabhu Agi Nila Mahaprasada Baliya. They all went and they placed that plate right in front of Chaitanya's food. Prabhu Agi Nila Mahaprasada Baliya. They all went and they placed that plate right in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Could you believe that? But they did it. They said, this is Mahaprasad. Let's take एन काले महाकाय एक पक्षी आईला सो व्हेन दे प्लेस दैट प्लेट इन फ्रंट ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड सेड दिस फॉर यू सर सो दैट लिटिल दे आर मेकिंग दैट ऑफरिंग एंड वन बिग बर्ड केम फ्लाइंग इन And bird came all the way down, kind of landing. And coming closer and closer to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers of Buddha and their leader, they were there. Thonte ka kari anna sah thali taha laya gela. So, this bird picked up this plate, flew back into the sky, and the bird was looking down. From above, he's looking down. Buddha ganera upare anna pade amedha haiya. And from there, the bird made it sure that all that food he showered that upon all the followers of Buddha. A nice, I wonder what's happening. And that was not all. Buddha chariera mathiya thali padila bhaliya. And this bird led the thali, the plate, He dropped the plate and that plate fell right on the head of that group. And
तरचे पड़िला थाली माथा काटी गेला माथा काटी गेला यू अंडरस्टैंड सम कट ब्लीडिंग मूर्छित हैया आचार्य भूमि ते पड़िला दर आचार्य द लीडर he fell down he became unconscious hitting of the by the plate and bleeding he fell unconscious the ground
हाहाकार करी कांडे सब शिष्य गण all his followers they surrounded him and they're all crying and roaring help help oh Haribol what you're happy Someone is suffering.
Sabhi asi prabhu pade laila sharana. So they tried their best, but their Maharaj, their leader, is still unconscious and not coming to the external consciousness and whether survives or emergency situation. So they all ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tumi to Ishvara Sakshat Kshama Aparat Jivao Amara Guru Karaha Prasad. Now they come to their senses. They say, you are Your Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, please excuse our offense. Please help our leader, our spiritual master, their spiritual master. Please have mercy upon us.
प्रभु कहे सब कह कृष्ण कृष्ण हरि
यस दिस कुड बी डन बट व्हाट यू हैव टू डू इज दे वर नॉट सेइंग दिस बिफोर दे वर नॉट सो यू से कृष्ण 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 हरि
Guru Karne Kaha Krishna Nama Uchakari.
Okay, now you have said it. Now you go back to your Guru and say the same thing into his ears. So, they had no choice. This is the only way they could bring their spiritual master back to consciousness or He may be leaving body, so back to life, second chance. So they all go back, Guru Karne, Kahe Sabe Krishna Ram Hari, Chetana Paiya Acharya Bole Hari Hari.
So they all went back and they all shouting out loud, right into the ear, some are in the right ear, some in the left ear. They're all screaming the names of Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Ram. And the result was Chetana Pai Acharya. He became conscious. And as soon as he was conscious, what did he utter? He said, Hari, Hari. Gaur Hari. कृष्ण बली आचार्य प्रभु रे करे न विनय देखी या सकल लोक हैल विस्मय
When the spiritual master of Buddhists began to chant the holy name of Krishna and submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people who were gathered there, they were astonished to see this transformation. The leader, the follower, they all started chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Rivo. And from that time onwards they kept chanting and dancing. So that is one pastime. It's a history, the factual account of the event, this particular event has been compiled here. So who were not there to witness 500 years ago? You were there? No, you're not there. You are there. You are somewhere, but not there. We existed. We were somewhere. Not that we have just come into existence 30, 40, 50 years ago. There was no time when we did not exist. Very good. This is the truth. Now we exist and we never ever cease to be. To be. We never cease to be. We are being. We are being. Living beings. Be. We are. We exist. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his traveling. On the way he is singing Mahamantra, chanting, dancing in ecstasy all the time, chanting Krishna, 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 He, Krishna, 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 He, Krishna, 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 Pahima, Krishna, 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 Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama, Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima, Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima, Krishna, 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 He, Krishna, 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 Pahima, Krishna, 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 Pahima, oh Krishna, 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 Rama, Krishna, 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 Rama. एक दिने चातुर्मास्य पूर्ण हैला अद बिगिनिंग तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु एज सिंगिंग अलोंग सिंगिंग दिस महामंत्र He has arrived in a holy place called Sri Rangam. કાવેરી તે સ્નાન કરી શ્રી રંગ દર્શન હી હેઝ અરાઇવડ હી વોઝ ઇન ઓન ધ બેન્ક્સ ઓફ ગોદાવરી વી આર ટોકિંગ એટ ડાયલોગ રામાનંદ રાય ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ હી વોઝ ઇન બેન્ક્સ ઓફ ગોદાવરી સો હી હેઝ ટ્રાવેલ્ડ ક્વાઇટ સમ ડિસ્ટન્સ નાઉ And he has come to the banks of Kaveri. There is the great holy place called Sri Rangam. You heard? Name Sri Rangam. Sri Ranganath resides there. Ranganath is resting there. This is headquarter of Ramanujacharya, one of the headquarters. Huge temple complex and where Ranganath is residing. So Mahaprabhu has come. Pratidina prema veshe karena nartana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he's taking his bath in Kaveri river and Prema Vishe with great happiness, great love for the Lord. He would dance in front of the deity. સૌંદર્યાદિ પ્રેમાવેશ દેખી સર્વલોક દેખી બારે અહીસે દેખે ખંડે દુઃખ શોક ધ બ્યુટી ઓફ લોર્ડ ચૈતન્યઝ બોડી ધ બ્યુટી ઓફ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુઝ બોડી હી વોઝ નોન એઝ ગૌર સુંદર યુ નો શ્યામ સુંદર So now Shyam Sundar had come in the form of Gaur Sundar. Sundar, beautiful. Beautiful features. Captivating beauty, eternal beauty. The form of eternal beauty. Not coming, going, flickering for a few years. 5, 10, 20 years. And that was all borrowed. It's not yours. Why to be proud? Soon it will be finished. This is the state of affair of these bodies. Our bodies are like that. The Lord's body is eternally beautiful. That's why he's called Bhagavan. Lord is known as Bhagavan. Why? Because he's Saundaryavan. Saundaryavan, so he's Bhagavan. He's Gyanavan, so he's Bhagavan. He's Dhanavan, so he's Bhagavan. He's Vairagyavan, so he's Bhagavan. All these one. He's possessing all these opulences. Shadaishwarya Purna. So the six opulences, the beauty is one feature, one opulence. So the Lord has opulence in full. His form is a masterpiece of beauty. Unparalleled. There's no match. His beauty is matchless, eternally beautiful form. Not just skin deep. Beauty, how deep is, what is the depth of the beauty? Yes. Our bodies are like skin deep beauty. You take the skin off, probably you don't want to even imagine. You may not even want to look, you'll be scared. Because Could you be next to someone who has no skin? His skin is taken. So, but there's big attraction, skin. Best thing is to get attracted by the beauty of the saundaryadi prema veshe dekhi sarvalok. So all the people there, they are attracted, captivated by beauty of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dekhi bare aise dekhe khande dukha shok. And as they would drink the beauty of the personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Sundar, khande dukha shok, they would immediately find relief from unhappiness and distress. Stress and strain is there in this world because we do not focus on the beauty of the Lord, form of the Lord, name of the Lord, qualities of the Lord, opulences of the Lord. Instead, we focus on our own existence and then get into trouble. Laksha laksha loka aila nana desha haite sabe Krishna naam kahe prabhu ke dekhite. Laksha laksha, that means hundreds and thousands of people were coming, some additional crowds, additional pilgrims were arriving here at Sri Rangam. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the big attraction, the magnetic force. So wherever they were being dragged by this force, this force that has taken a form, eternally he has a form. Attractive, all attractive. Krishna is all attractive. Yakarshati, Sir Krishna, by definition, is all attractive. God, all attractive. Sir Karshati, Yakarshati, is attractive. And as soon as they would come and they would see the Lord, and immediately they would begin chanting, Sabe Krishna Naam Kahe Prabhu Te Prabhu Ke Dekhite. Just by seeing the Lord, they would become inspired to chant the holy names of the Lord. No preaching, no. But no need to say additional, some Harinam Mahatmya, or give some big lecture about importance, significance of chanting. No, just by seeing. Prabhupada also used to say that devotees are also like that. Just by when people see devotees, immediately what do they say? Haribo, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Vaishnavas are also like that. Just by seeing them, they remind Krishna. You're seeing Vaishnava and they're reminding Vishnu, Krishna. Krishna naam vina kena nahi keho aar, sabe Krishna bhakta haila loke chamatkar. Yes. Krishna naam vina keho nahi. In this world there is nothing of real significance, substance, other than this Krishna and Krishna naam. Naam bina kichu nahi ko ara, चौदह भुवन माझे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर वन ऑफ आवर आचार्यस ही हैज संग दिस नाम बिना किचु नाय किचु किचु नाय चौदह भुवन दिस वर्ल्ड इज डिवाइडेड इनटू 14 planetary systems called Bhuvan. Three Bhuvan or Chauda Bhuvan. Says, real thing is Naam Bina Kichuna. And then his advice is, Naam Ashraya Kari Jatane Tumi Takah Apana Kaje. You take shelter of the holy name. And once you have the holy name, try to preserve this gift, the valuable gem, this wealth. Jatane tumi. Namashraya kari jatan. The ashraya, the shelter, that you have received shelter of the holy name, the wealth of the holy name. Take care, protect this. Make sure you don't lose this wealth. This wealth will satisfy your real self. There's nothing to satisfy. Soul cannot be satisfied with anything mundane. And this world is a mundane world. Maybe all glitter and all that. Maybe they are. But that's not real. All that glitters is not gold. It's not real. In fact, it is like the glaring fire. The moths, you know what moth does? Moth sees the fire and just runs. And next thing is swaha. Making offering. Here I go. So, Sriranga Kshetre Vaise Yata Vaishnava Brahman Eka Eka Dina Sabe Kaila Nimantran. Now, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at this Kshetra, Srirangam, he would be spending 4 months. Other places he was just spending 1 day, 1 night, overnight, sometimes only half night. Middle of the night he would get up and go, move. Because in the morning, if he was to leave in front of all people, they all would want to go with him. So to avoid that, he would, while everyone else is still fast asleep, he would get up and move on. But as he arrived in Jagannathpur at the Srirangam, he stayed there 4 months. Which months? Months of Chaturmasya months. Is the months of rainy season. Very difficult to travel during these months. So the travelers and preachers, the Parivajaka Acharyas, they stop in some place and they continue their sadhana or discourses there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 4 months. And every day some Brahmin would come, step forward and invite Mahaprabhu. to come to take lunch at his home.
Sai kshetre rahe eka vaishnava brahman devalaye asi kare gita avartan.
So in that holy place of Sri Rangam, there was a Brahmin, one Brahmin. He was a bit special. And there's a little story of him and Mahaprabhu. Well, what is it?
Astadashadhyaya pade ananda aveshe.
He would read Astadashadhyaya, that's 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. He would study, read every day with great ecstasy. In great ecstasy, he would recite entire Bhagavad Gita. He would come to the temple, open Bhagavad Gita, and he would read entire Gita, all 18 chapters.
Ashuddha padena loka kare upahase.
But his pronunciation was not pakka, but kacha. Was not very perfect. So as a result, those others in South India and Sri Rangam, learned pandits, brahmanas, prakan, vidwan, and so they would immediately notice and they would laugh, joke, tease him.
Keha hase, keha ninde, taha nahi mane.
Some would laugh, some would criticize this Brahmin reciting Bhagavad Gita, but he did not care. The dogs bark, the caravan, what happens? Caravan moves on, the dogs are barking. In our Padyatra, India Padyatra, we had an elephant. So whenever we went through the village, all the dogs would come barking. They're barking at the big elephant. But our elephant did not care, he would just walk. But dogs are coming, hey, woo, 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 woo. Move on. Just reminded or. So, for this Brahmin, he was not disturbed. Whatever, let them laugh, criticize.
Avishta haiya Gita pade anandita mane.
He was just absorbed in ecstasy and in great happiness, he would continue recitation of Bhagavad Gita.
Pulakashru kampa sveda yavata pathan dekhi anandita haila Mahaprabhu raman.
So Mahaprabhu would observe this Brahmin. Every day he would take note of this Brahmin and his movements, his emotions.
Rukmini Dwarkadisha ki jai.
So while reading Bhagavad Gita, he would exhibit all the symptoms of great ecstasy. His hairs standing on the body, ashru full of tears, his body trembling, perspiration. While he was studying Bhagavad Gita, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Dhritarashtra uvacha. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavaschaiva
Kim kurvata sanjaya. She would begin like that. And go on and on. And while reading, all this, his body is trembling. And he's perspiring. All these symptoms. And Mahaprabhu, by seeing that Brahmin studying in very ecstatic mood, Mahaprabhu, Anandita-man, Haila Anandita-man, Mahaprabhu was very happy, highly pleased with this Brahmin. Mahaprabhu Puchila Tare Shuna Mahashaya. So one day, every day from a distance he would watch this Brahmin reading Bhagavad Gita. Mahaprabhu also did not know what is he studying, which Shastra is he studying, and while studying, why is he so happy? What is going on? What is going on? What are his thoughts and why is he trembling and tears? Of course, these are the symptoms of great happiness, happiness within, taking pleasure in the soul, supreme soul. That is yet another experience. Beyond, out of this world, experience out of this world. So Mahaprabhu one day, he went closer to this Brahmin and he's inquiring, Suno Mahasha, my dear sir, Panditji, O Brahman Devata, कौन अर्थ जानी तुम्हारे तो सुख होय what are you finding? What kind of meaning are you understanding as you are studying that scripture which is causing you so much happiness and you are not even able to contain that happiness? It is all flowing. It's all flowing out of you through the eyes, tears and perspirations and your hair, they're standing on end. Sometimes you're laughing, crying. So what are you finding? What is, could he, if you don't mind, could you share this with me?
विप्र कहे मूर्ख अमी शब्दार्थ ना जानी.
His response was, said Mahaprabhu,
आमी मूर्ख, I am a big fool. I am illiterate. I don't know word meaning.
शुद्ध अशुद्ध गीता पढ़ी गुरु अज्ञा मानी. बस, I have been instructed. My Guru Maharaj said, you study Bhagavad Gita every day. Study Bhagavad Gita. So from that day onwards, I'm just studying Bhagavad Gita. That's all that I'm doing. I'm following instruction of my spiritual master. He asked me to study Bhagavad Gita. I'm not able to pronounce it right and all that. Shuddha, shuddha. But I have not stopped and I'm just following instructions. And then he says,
Arjunera Rathe Krishna Haya Rajyudhar.
He says, when I read Bhagavad Gita, study Bhagavad Gita, I see Kurukshetra. I see the chariot of Arjuna And Krishna is there, Rajudhar. He has ropes. The rein, you got rein? In the hand. Krishna has become the chariot driver. Svetair hayai rukte. Svetair hayai rukte mahati shandane sthito. Bhagavad Gita says, Mahabharata says, their white, four white horses were pulling the chariot of Arjuna, the great chariot. And in that chariot, Krishna and Arjuna, mahati shandane sthito, shankho dadmo padadmatu, and they were there, they blew their conch shells at the beginning of the... So that's the kind of scene. When I study, read Bhagavad Gita, I am transported to that Kurukshetra. I see the chariot, driver. It's not an ordinary driver. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rajudhar. He is holding ropes. And I see his beauty, he's perspiring. The dust settled on his face, on his hair. There's a description like that in Bhagavatam. Vasiyache hate totra shamala sundar. Actually, only I see a picture of Lord Krishna sitting on a chariot as Krishna charioteer, Partha Sarathi, taking the reins in the hands. He appears very beautiful and blackish. Arjuna kahite chen hita upadesh taradekhi haya moro anandita avesh. When I see the picture of form of Lord Krishna sitting in the chariot, he's studying Bhagavad Gita and he's seeing this whole scene there. Whole Bhagavad Gita is getting translated into this audio. Video. Audio becomes video here. And he's seeing Krishna instructing Arjuna. And when I... as if he is hearing the dialogue. So when he is reading Bhagavad Gita, he is there and he is hearing the dialogue, seeing Krishna, Arjuna, and Krishna speaking, giving instructions to Arjuna. Yavata padon tavata paya Taradarshan Yehi lagi Gita paath na chade moraman. Says, as long as I read Bhagavad Gita, I simply see Lord's beautiful features. It is for this reason that I am reading Bhagavad Gita. And my mind cannot be distracted from this. Prabhu kahe Gita pathe pathe tomar ei adhikar tumi se jano hoi gitar artha sar. You are most qualified, you are most eligible person to study Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you know constitutes the real purport of Bhagavad Gita, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed. Eta bali sai vipre kaila alingan Prabhu pada dhari vipra karena rodham. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced that Brahman. And the Brahman, catching the lotus feet of the Lord, began to cry. He was trying to embrace him, but this Brahman is trying to go to the feet of the Lord. And he's trying to embrace him, but he said, "No, I'm not qualified. No, no. Let me go to your feet, touch your feet." And he's crying. And then Brahman says, "Toma dekhi taha haite dvi guna sukha hoy sai Krishna tumi he na mora man hoy mon loy mon loy." Says, you know, of course, every day as I was studying Bhagavad Gita, I was experiencing happiness. But today, and especially now, as you have come in front of me, my happiness has increased. It has become twofold, twice as much happiness. It has doubled. And I like to share my realization with you. Not with you. I don't have realization to share with you. But this Brahman says, he's saying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, you know, that Krishna that I used to see every day on the chariot while studying Bhagavad Gita, I think you are same Krishna. The same Krishna has now come in front of me. You are Krishna. You are Partha Sarathi.
Etabali sai vipre kaila halingar Krishna surte taraman hayache nirmalat eva prabhura tattva jani lasakal.
The Brahmin's mind was purified by the revelation of Lord Krishna, and therefore he could understand the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all details. He was purified. He had understood purport of Bhagavad Gita, and now he could understand that this speaker of Bhagavad Gita is here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna.
Tabi Mahaprabhu tare karaila sikshan eivata kahana kariha prakashan.
He said, hey, what did he say? That may be okay, but make sure this is just between you and me. Don't share this with others. Don't disclose my identity to others. Lord, give that instruction to this Brahmin.
Sai Vipra Mahaprabhu.
Gentlemen,
Sai Vipra Mahaprabhura Bada Bhakta Haila Chari Mas Prabhu Sangha Kabhuna Chadila.
So this person, he became a great devotee of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next 4 months, he was always, he remained around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as his very close and confidential associate. And this Brahmin Deva gave Lord's company. Gheemato Bhatta Ghare Rahe Gaura Chandra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Rangam stayed at home of Venkat Bhat. And he was worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan. And there was a dialogue which we are not going to study or read that now. You could study. Idea is that you would study also Chaitanya Charitamrita, study Gita, Bhagavat, and study Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu continues to travel, and so this is a final pastime. We are just touring quickly South India with Mahaprabhu. We are not with him throughout. Yes, we are a little sampling of the South India tour experience. The rest is homework for you. For you to go home and study. But there's one more, which is kind of very dear to me personally. And so that is that Mahaprabhu has come to Pandharpur. He has come to Maharashtra. Started his journey in Orissa, in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, is on the west coast now, west coast of India. Then he is through Karnataka, now entering Maharashtra. He goes to Kolhapur. He had darshan of Mahalakshmi there. Balaji's Lakshmi is in Kolhapur. Balaji was married to this Lakshmi. Same Lakshmi that left Vishnu. Left, and then she was in Kolhapur. So Mahaprabhu, well, we say, normally say Lord took darshan of Mahalakshmi, but it could be understood as Mahaprabhu went to give darshan to Lakshmi. Yes? Mahaprabhu went to give darshan. Lakshmi Sahasra Shada Sambrahma Sevyamanam. That is Krishna's position. Hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are serving lotus feet of Krishna. So one of those Lakshmi is at Kolhapur. Mahaprabhu visited that temple and then he has moved on and he has arrived in Pandharpur Dham ki. Taha haite Pandharpure, says Pandharpur. 500 years ago. Now we say Pandharpur. It's not like that. Different names, different times. Some names come and go, or some sound different in different times. So She has come to, Gaura Chandra has come to Pandharpur. Vithala Thakura Dekhi Paila Anam. And is very much happy to have darshan of Pandurang Vithal. And there is also Rukmini there, Vithal Rukmini. This is Dwarkadish. We are in Dwarkadish, Mandi Rukmini Dwarkadish. So, in Pandharpur is also, Pandurang is Dwarkadish, Sri Krishna. This is Rukmini Dwarkadish. Rukmini, Vithal Rukmini, Vithal. He is known as Vithal there. It's a pastime. Standing on a brick, Lord is standing and is waiting for his devotees. And there's a river called Chandrabhaga. We have beautiful ashram, ISKCON center on the bank of Chandrabhaga. And we have Radha Pandharinath there also. ISKCON, Radha Pandharinath, deities. So, this is another place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent a little extra time from the South India tour. The diary, the travel account that we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he spent two places additional time. One is Sri Rangam, other one is Pandharpur. Other places he is moving on, staying overnight, move on, like that. But as he has come to Pandharpur, he spent some extra time there. The city of Pandharpur is situated on the bank of river Bhima, which is also known as Chandrabhaga. It is said, this is to be confirmed, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Tukaram. There will be controversy about this. So it is said. This Tukaram Acharya became very famous in Maharashtra. He spread Sankirtan movement all over province. Sankirtan party belonging to Tukaram is still very popular in Maharashtra. Srila Prabhupada's purport is, this is the purport. Tukaram was a disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his book is known as Abhanga. His Sankirtan party exactly resembles Gaudiya Vaishnava Sankirtan parties, for they chant holy name of Lord with mridang and kartals. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Veshe Kai Kaila Bahuta Kirtana Nartan Tahan Eka Vipratahe Tare Karina Nimantran. So he's, wherever he goes, Kirtan goes with him. There's Kirtan and Nartan is there in Pandharpur also. Bahut adare prabhu ke bhiksha karaila bhiksha karita ek shubha varta paila. So as he was invited again by a Brahmin and Mahaprabhu honored prasadam, and there he received a good news, shubha varta. What is it? What is the good news? The good news is Madhava Purira Shishya Sri Ranga Purinam Saigame Vipra Grahe Karena Vishram. The news was a disciple of Madhvendra Puri called Sri Ranga Puri also was in town in Pandharpur at another Brahmin's home. This news, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this,
শুনিয়া চলিলা প্রভু তারে দেখিবারে। ইমিডিয়েটলি মহাপ্রভু ran to that home of another Brahmin where Sri Rangapuri was residing. Vipra grihe vasi achetan dekhila tahare. And upon entering, Lord saw Sri Rangapuri sitting there. And immediately he offered his obeisances. Premavese karitara danda pranam paranam ashrupulaka kampa sarvangi pade gham. And all the symptoms of ecstasy were visible in personality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dekhiya vismita haila Sri Rangapuri man uthala Sri Pat Uttama Sri Pada Bali Balila Bachan. And he was surprised to see all these symptoms in this sannyasi's body. And he's trying to get it. Please get up, please get up. Sri Pada Dharamura Gosai Samant Tahavina Anyatra Nahi Premaragant. And Sri Rangapuri, he concluded, oh, this person, I don't know who he is, but seeing these symptoms, I must say one thing, that this person must have some connection with Madhvendra Puri's disciplic succession. He himself was a disciple of Madhvendra Puri. He said, see, these kind of symptoms, outside the line of Madhvendra Puri, not possible. So he must have some connection with Madhvendra Puri. Otherwise, not possible. This flavor of ecstatic love, impossible. Etabali Prabhu ke uthaiya karena kaila alimgan. Gala gali kari dukhe karena krandan. So as Mahaprabhu, he was up, and they're both embracing each other, and that goes on and on for some time, and they're both crying and shedding tears and bathing each other with the tears. So many tears, as if they are abhishek of each other going on with their tears. Kshane ke avesh chhadi duhara dhairya haila. They gave up their and they maintained some patience. They came to external consciousness after some time. Ishwara Purira Sambandha Gosai Janila. And as there was a little dialogue, Sri Rangapuri realized, oh, he's a disciple of Ishwarpuri, this sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a disciple of Ishwarpuri, who is a disciple of Madhvendra Puri. Madhvendra Puri's disciple is Ishwarpuri, and his disciple is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he means, ah, yes, yes, now I can understand. Adbhut premera vanya duhara uthaila duhe manya kari duhe anandi anande vasila. They were both inundated by wonderful ecstasy of love which was aroused in both of them. They finally sat down and respectfully began to converse. And this conversation, this dialogue, this talk is now going to last for 7 days. Are you ready to hear? It's now just now beginning. They'll be talking for 7 days now.
good news for you is that account, what they spoke, is not here. This is mentioned, they spoke for 7 days. We are very unfortunate. If there was some kind of recording, video recording, tape recording possible 500 years ago, then you would have purchased? Huh? At least some video. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is a video. When you study Chaitanya Charitamrita with attention, with faith, then you could see. So some audio, both audio, visual, both are there. Everything is not there. Everything is not recorded, but all that is there. You could hear and you could see. Dui jane Krishna katha kahe ratri dine. Not only 7 days, but 7 nights also. Ratri dine. Dui jane ratri dine. These two personalities, day and night, Krishna katha kahe. They were talking. Topic was Krishna katha. E mate goaila pancha sata dine. 5 to 7 days, it says. 5 to 7 days, they are absorbed in this katha. And then towards the end of katha, there's the dialogue between two of them. Kautuke puri tare puchila janmasthan. All this time, that Krishna was the most important topic. So when they met, they sat down and they were talking about Krishna and Krishna, and Krishna is the topic day and night. They had not even time. How are you? And who are you? And how is the weather? People spend their time like that. What is the latest movie? I don't even know what do they talk about. But they must be talking. People talk. Nothing of much substance. So they talk about each other. But when devotees get together, they only talk about Krishna. Forget you, forget me. Let's talk about personality of God. That will be satisfying. Not that I want to introduce myself and you do and look at my beauty and look at my this and look at have you looked at I have a ring, you know. To try to point out, you know, this preparation, you know. I mean this one. No. You want to show their ring or something. Yes, profession. They want to show something. So, what good is this show and this fashion and decoration of the dead body? Decorate the Lord. Dress Him. And put crown on him and go in front of him with mirror. And when he's looking into the mirror, you look at him. And when he's satisfied, when you see satisfaction on Lord's face, that will give satisfaction to the soul. Sri Madhavapuri Ra Sange Sri Rangapuri पूर्वे आसिया छिलो तेहो नदी अनगरी. सो सो महाप्रभु ही सेड ओ आई एम फ्रॉम नवद्वीप फाइनली. ओह वेयर आर यू फ्रॉम एट द एंड ऑफ द सेवन डेज कथा. ओ आई एम फ्रॉम नवद्वीप. And as soon as he said, I am from Navadvip, Sri Rangapuri, oh, that Navadvip, oh, we went there. I was accompanying Madhvendra Puri. Madhvendra Puri went to Navadvip. I also went along with him. Jagannatha Mishra Ghare Bhikshaye Karaila. And while we were there, you know, we went to one Brahmin's place. And he was Jagannath Mishra. Apurva mochana khandataha naye khaila. And while we were there, we had such a nice prasad. Oh, wow, I can't forget. Especially one preparation, plantain flour, curry made from plantain flour. Mochana ghanta. Mochana ghanta. Unprecedented curry made by banana flowers. He was remembering that wife of Jagannath Mishra, that Brahmini, cooked for us. Jagannatha, Jagannathera Brahmani, Teho Maha Pativrata. Oh, that chaste lady, devoted to her husband. Vatsale hai na teho ena jagat jaganmata. She fed us as if we were her children, that jaganmata, the mother of the whole universe, jaganmata, jasachi mata. She fed us with such an unprecedented curry. Randhane nipuna tanasam nahi tribhuvane. Oh, expert cook like her cannot be found elsewhere, anywhere in three worlds. Putra samasneha karena sannyasi bhojane. She fed us sannyasis as if we were her own sons. तार एक योग्य पुत्र करिया छे सन्यास शंकरारण्य नाम तार अल्प वयस. Now while his Srirangapuri is talking all about this Navadvip visit and going to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata's cooking, who is this? Because he doesn't know this person sitting in front of him, his son of Jagannath Mishra. This person's mother was, she cooked, and he doesn't know, not yet. He says, oh, as soon as he mentioned Navadvip, immediately he started talking about, oh, our visit of Navadvip. But he doesn't know this connection. His son is sitting here. Okay, now we are coming towards the conclusion here pretty soon. And he says, oh, and while we were there, we found out that one of their son had taken sannyas. He was just young man, but he took to sannyas order of life. He left home and traveling all over India. He came to Pandharpur. And his name was Shankararanya. Otherwise his name was Vishwarup. His Mahaprabhu's elder brother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother Vishwarup. He had taken sannyas and finally he had come to Pandharpur. And his sannyas name was Shankararanya Swami. एई तीर्थे शंकरारण्येर सिद्धि प्राप्ति हैला. Oh, it's not very good news for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know. Now, we could just briefly mention the purpose of Mahaprabhu's tour of South India was to find his brother. He wanted to meet his brother, find his brother. This is what he told all the residents of Jagannath. No, I must go. I have to find my brother. He has gone traveling in South India, so I have to go. He gave that as external reason. So, as he had traveled through all these states and now he has come to Pandharpur and he's getting the news that his brother Shankararanya Swami, in his previous ashram he was known as Vishwarup, he was no more. In that dham, Siddhi Prapti Haila. Sri Rangapur informs Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in this holy place, Pandharpur, the sannyasi named Shankararanya attained perfection, meaning he attained samadhi, attained perfection. He departed from this world, from this Pandharpur. And when Mahaprabhu heard that, he said, Prabhu kahe, purvashrame teho mora bhata. In my purvashram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, before I took sannyas, he's my brother. You just mentioned Shankararanya. He is my brother. Jagannath Mishra purvashrame mora pita. Jagannath Mishra that you talked about, my father. You're talking about my family. You visited my family. That mother, that's my mother, cooked meals for you, prasad for you. And you gave me the news of Shankararanya not being anymore. He is my brother. Ei mata dui jane ishta goshti kari Dwaraka dekhite chalila Sri Rangapuri. So finally, Sri Rangapuri departed for Dwaraka. From Pandharpur he left for Dwaraka. Dina chari taha prabhuke rakhila brahman Bhima nadi snana kari kare na vithala darshan. So, the devotees and that Brahmin where Mahaprabhu was residing, they made Mahaprabhu to stay longer for 4 more days. Mahaprabhu stayed in Pandharpur and every day he would go to Chandrabhaga. Bhima is another name of the same river. He would take his bath and chanting and dancing in ecstasy, climb up the steps of Mahadwar Ghat and go towards temple of Vitthal Thakur, Pandurang, Vitthal Rukmini and take darshan and do his kirtan and nartan. Rukmini, they call, affectionate way of calling, addressing Rukmini is Rakumai, they call Rakumai. Vitthal and Rakumai. Sounding little like a I, his mother. Rakumai. I. So we'll sing little bit before we stop for the shot. Jai Vithala Rakhumani, Jai Jai Vithala Rakhumani, Jai Jai Vithala Rakhumani, Jai Jai Vithala Rakhumani. Jai Vithala Rakhumani, Jai Vithala Rakhumani, Jai Vithala Rakhumani, Jai Vithala Rakhumani. Jai Jai Vithala Rakhuma,
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 Jai Jai Vithala Rakhuma. Jai Jai Vithala Rakhuma, Jai Jai Vithala Rakhuma,
Jai Jai Vithala Rakhuma,
Jai Jai Vithala Rakhuma,
Jai
హోలీనెస్ లోకనాథ్ స్వామి మహారాజ్ కీ జై. శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత కీ జై. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై. సో మహారాజ్ ఇస్ వండర్ఫుల్లీ సక్సెస్ఫుల్లీ కన్క్లూడెడ్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ చైతన్య చరితామృత నరేషన్. He gave us a very nice understanding for 3 days. Now Maharaj is finished. So we would like to thank Maharaj and all the musicians who was playing very nicely with Maharaj, and also all the cooks and also all the sponsors and all our guests. Let's give a big Hari Bol. Hari Bol. So on behalf of New Dwaraka Dham management and devotees and congregation, we would like to profusely thank Maharaj from our bottom of our heart and give him this small card appreciating his visit. Hari Bol.